Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules aimed and slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Gambling's fucking stupid.
It's the
stupid. Why did you get us into this?
I hate it. I was so sad last night. Like, people think that I don't bet. You see that number right there. What's it say? What am I down?
Minus 1186.
It's fucking Wednesday. It started on
Smack
Monday.
Smack dab in the middle of the week.
You think I get paid anywhere near that? No. I don't even know what I get paid.
No, you sure don't.
I just go week to week. I was up all night. I was betting. I told Tyler on a rundown today. I was just betting tennis at 3 a.m.
He just needed a win. Chasing that dragon.
How'd that go?
Not good.
Poorly. It went poorly.
I got a soccer bet about to start. It sucks, man. We were so wrong about LeBron.
Well, you were wrong about everything.
You were completely wrong.
Yeah. No. I was so right about the fucking Duke Pelicans. I was so right about them.
They lost.
Except for Banner Night, yeah.
Banner Night
overtime, you should get half your money back.
I think that's fair. Fair compromise. Yeah.
You're plus +7, and you... When Fat Butt Lowry hit that three, it was like, are you kidding me? And then JJ, my guy, steps out of the bounds.
Banner night, man.
They could have shot up.
It had him shoot.
That's Banner
He
night.
Saw that banner.
If everyone at home, Tyler has said banner 74 times today.
Whole lot.
So many times.
We tried to tell you. You're so all in on shit like that, the fact that you were out on banner night. Imagine if you had that win, you'd be down like 900.
Because the problem was that I the 2 week ago bet, and then I doubled on accident, so I tripled. I doubled on accident. I was like, oh, I thought I was just talking about a mixtape. No, I actually bet it when I was here, and I bet it again on the train.
Smart.
And then on the train, I'm like, oh, my God, quadruple winner? You kidding me?
The mush man's luck is turning around.
Yep. And then quadruple loser, and then when I lose, I bet more.
Right.
Mm. So I bet more on the Lakers, and yeah.
So when you win, you become more conservative?
No, I just keep betting more.
So you said meant nothing.
Nope, nothing.
After I won that, I was like, oh, well, we're riding high all night. And then the Lakers came out so strong in the first quarter, first half. I was like, oh, we're going to cruise. And then they didn't cruise.
Not
LeBron
so much.
Stinks.
It's not even that.
Layups were really giving them a hard time.
LeBron airballed the layup.
So many times. And fourth quarter, it was 85-85. They gave you hope. Just kill me. Kill me in the third quarter.
When that run happened, I knew it wasn't real. It happened too early.
Yeah, but even though it happened, it was 85. They scored what 7 points after that?
If that.
They lost 90, they had 92 points, I think. That's you can't do that.
No,
I fucking hate this shit so
LeBron
much.
LeBron stinks.
I don't like
LeBron stinks. AD founds out someone can cover him. It's himself just shooting long jumpers instead of just attacking.
I saw it. He had 17 post-ups last night, the most he's had in his career. So glad Frank Vogel is stepping into a nice modern offense. 17 post-ups.
Jason Kidd's on the bench?
Mm-hmm. He's just plotting on Vogel's demise.
Yeah. I don't think he has to plot. He's like, oh, he's just going to keep up posting up Anthony Davis? Like, I'll wait this out.
And LeBron kept throwing it in there and just kept turning it over.
Just throw it right to Mo Harkless every time. Throw it right to him.
And then Patrick Beverly, that motherfucker.
He's a menace.
Every time he's prime time, he's just running around like a little rat in your face. So goddamn annoying. And his underarm hair pisses me off.
Yeah?
Yep.
I think they said, I
hate it. Like, it's like little fur balls.
When he got that rebound on the missed free throw, I think they were like, yep, that's his 10th rebound. He's got to go along with his 2 points. Yeah. I was like, he's a perfect Patrick Beverly game, just dominating. Mm-hmm. But that was yesterday. That was the past. We were just getting our feet wet. At least
the game went past midnight. It's still technically kind of today, but I feel
it. On the West Coast.
Well, it's still like Monday there, so yeah. They're like 12 hours behind, Mush.
We at least got our first win. We got that off our back.
And early.
Good.
Tonight you've got to win. You also took out Rudy. Rudy's a college basketball bird. You know that.
I know, but I had to do it.
But it didn't work.
Did you have to?
I needed something, Tyler. After that fucking loss, I was sitting there like a schmuck with my bird. He shit on the floor four times. That stupid fuck. God damn.
Because he knew. He was telling you, I'm not an NBA bird. I don't care for that. He likes people playing for free.
That's true.
He doesn't care for these high-paid, no-defense-playing sons.
Still one of my best tweets at the zoo. When I said I compared the zoo to college basketball, was one of my best, smartest things ever.
It was strong.
It was.
Tonight we got winners, though. I've got winners.
So what are we going to – we're not going to do every game, right? Because we're not betting every game.
No, just three
games. We're doing what you want to bet on.
Yeah, just – I only want three picks from everybody.
Okay.
I've got two picks from the same game, and I'm going to lead off with it because it's the game everyone wants to hear about.
Please do it.
The Celtics, tonight, they're in Philly. Philly's all riled up. Now, Philly's the better team. I was just saying this out there because you were asking everyone about this game.
I've asked every single person.
And everyone's told you something different, so it seems to be a poor idea.
Mm-hmm.
Philly's a better team. They're going to finish with a better record than the Celtics. They're going to go further in the playoffs than the Celtics. That has absolutely nothing to do with tonight when the Celtics outright moneyline are going to beat the Philadelphia 76ers. We're too small for them. They won't be able to cover us. Any of our guys.
And Al Horford. But Al Horford knows the Celtics.
He doesn't know Kemba.
And you guys were talking about how Kemba.
He literally averaged 40 last year.
But he was the only guy.
Right.
So now he has guys.
So empty points.
So yeah. So those are just like. Those are late.
Somebody had a score.
Yeah. Late game. He's the only one. He's like, I got to do it.
Like, he beat them.
Really?
Yeah. Last year. All by himself.
Okay. So you're going
Celtics. I'm going
Celtics
money line and under on the game.
Whoa.
I think we're looking at like a
214.
Oh, yeah.
Is the over.
No chance.
I actually like the under there as well. I'm
big
not,
under.
I'm not going to take it, but I
Philly
like the
can't
under.
Shoot. The Celtics are. Celtics want to prove they can play defense, and I think they're going to be like really ramped up on that end of the floor. I'm taking both. Those are the two of my three bets the same game. Celtics money line and the under.
Ramped, they're definitely. They've been tweeting all day.
All day. They're not even focused on basketball. Ben Simmons shooting with his wrong hand in warm-ups.
I do want to. You said you want it, like that's the game everyone wants to hear about.
I believe so.
Completely wrong. Bulls -3.5 against the Hornets.
Yes, Danny.
It's exactly what we need to
that's
see
what the
tonight.
Nation's buzzing about.
Bulls -3.5. I love this pick.
That's my other pick, so I'm with you.
Okay, so that's good. We're on the same pick there. Do you like it?
3.5?
Yeah.
It's at Hornets.
Hornets aren't.
They're not going to be good.
They're not going to beat them, and they're not going to
keep the Bulls are like on the up and up. Well, we hope they're on the up and up. The Hornets are just 7 years
behind.
They're
down and down. Yeah,
like they're so far behind. They have no chance. The Bulls are like, Coby White needs to do something. Zach LaVine is looking good.
I'm trying to think of a situation where like the Bulls come out flat. But, like they do have all these
certainly
young athletes.
You know what that is, though? That's Barstool for you. Because you just know Big Cat's going to be tweeting about how bad Chicago sports are tonight.
Yeah.
That's what gets in my head.
It's like LaVine can't buy a basket. Yeah. Oh, my God. Lori's 0-for-6 from 3. Gee, why do we have Otto Porter?
Yep.
Thad Young is 52 years old. So I'm trying to think.
That's why I'm high on the Bulls, though, Thad Young.
Yes.
Just him being on the team
helps.
But he's going to make sure. Like, they're going to have a bad run. He's going to be like, he's going to grab an offensive rebound, get an and one. That's what's going to
happen. Get a nice 13-6-2.
Yeah.
Thad Young things.
Yes. Yeah. All right. I'm Bulls -3.5. So you're done with your picks.
I'm done with my picks. Those are my three picks. Two games, three picks, in and out. Three winners. Bang, bang, bang.
Tyler, you want me to give you some
games? Yeah, hit me something.
My next game, another doozy. Pistons, Pacers. The fucking loser Pacers are -7.5 at home. against the Pistons, what am I missing? Who's not playing?
Joe Johnson.
He's not playing.
Victor Oladipo.
Oladipo's out. Reggie Miller's not playing. Mm-hmm.
The Rifleman, he's out.
Ben Wallace.
Ben Wallace not playing.
But Drummond.
Will play. Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin.
Will play.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
But you think they're going to destroy him?
Plus 7.5 for the Pistons is a lot of points.
It is.
Against the fucking shitty Pacers.
They may not win, but they're not going to lose by 10.
Miles Turner ain't doing that much tonight.
Oh, boy. This sounds like LeBron, 42.5. Lock it. Miles Turner is 58 and 36 tonight.
It's a tough matchup for him.
Okay.
You don't.
It's, like,
that was
it's old school basketball. Yeah, I don't like. It's two teams with actual centers and power forwards playing against each other. They might not score 7 points. Like this might be a
three to two sort of. Yeah,
affair.
I don't think it's gonna be a blowout. Like I don't
that's
think.
Fair.
I don't think.
Right.
The,
no, so yeah, seven, that's a good number.
The Pacers don't win by 10. I don't think.
No. Never.
Yeah,
once.
I could agree with that.
So that's my second pick. Who do you like there?
I'll go Pacers there.
I'll give you a pick I know you will like.
Hit me.
And correct me if the number is wrong, but I believe the Kings are. Minus 1.5 against the Phoenix Suns. That feels like a pick you should be all over.
Kings I saw De'Aaron's probable, but not guaranteed. That's got to be the only reason
that's
for that.
That's bullshit. Just tell us.
Right, like, yeah, what is
I
it?
Need to
yes,
know.
No.
It's today. You know, when I
he's
wake
not,
up.
De'Aaron's not missing an opening night.
I know what day.
That's why I think it might be for him to
showman.
Even be probable.
He's a showman.
Yeah, they're minus 1.5 against the Suns.
And also, the Kings are still better.
Oh, for sure. But I don't know. It might be a thing like. If it's all dependent on him in game one, he's not there to get it all started up. The Suns are like, hey, man, we've been winning 19 games a year for the last 3 or 4. We got some continuity. But not like, yeah, with or without De'Aaron, I go Kings there.
There's two good games. One game that I really do actually want to watch is the Blazers and Nuggets. That's just pick 'em. That's going to be a fucking backcourt battle.
Is that
right
the late?
There.
That's the
yeah, it's
late
the 10 o'clock
ESPN,
game.
Yeah.
And then the other one. Is Nets Timberwolves? Timberwolves are
what's
plus 3.5.
It's at
Nets. That's a game I just don't know.
I think I like the Nets there. If they win, I think they'll win by more than.
Yeah, I think this is a.
Yeah, give me the Nets
I don't
there.
Think that game's gonna be close. It's a blowout.
Yeah, I agree.
Or,
yeah,
yeah.
I like that Nets there.
These games are so fucking. These are good numbers.
These are great numbers.
The only one I really like is the Bulls. I love the Bulls.
You got any prop, like Embiid over under points? Those are the ones I like.
Yeah, I can get you. Well, the Kemba is 24.5.
Over.
Is his, yeah, is his. I think I like the under there.
He's going to go under 24.5?
I think I like the under, too.
He's going to dish it tonight.
Like he wants to show, like.
I don't think he does.
I'm not Kyrie. I'm not taking it over.
I don't know. Josh Richards also might just, like, put him in his pocket. I don't, yeah, I like the under on that.
24.5 is a shit ton.
That is.
I can't believe how bad. I mean, if you're listening in the
LeBron
car,
stinks.
You were listening in the car yesterday. You're like, oh my God, I'm calling all my friends. They're 42.5. The mixtape guys have been
they're
screaming
back,
out,
giving it to
lock.
Him. Wait, is he not going to play?
I believe I announced the biggest lock of the season.
Yeah. I never seen you, Tyler, that excited in your life.
And you never will again.
Yeah, LeBron.
And for that exact reason.
Before
he took my joy.
I want to give you some props, but. Bring me through that mixtape Instagram stories last night. Unbelievable job.
Oh, thank you. it's AMA. People sending wild questions. A lot of Pacers fans. There were a lot of Pacers questions.
A lot of angry people at me.
They didn't much care for you. I'll put it like that. But, yeah, got some pretty good questions.
So the thing I'm doing right now, they have so many goddamn props tonight.
What's the first one you
so
see?
Many games.
Yeah.
So
Colin many games. Sexton, over 1.5 3-pointers.
Over.
What a prop.
What a prop.
Somebody's ooh. Down real bad.
Tristan
yeah.
Thompson, over 10.5 points.
Who are they playing?
Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, not me. That's who. Under. Yeah, over on Sexton. I'm under on Tristan.
Okay, Zach LaVine.
I've heard of him.
Oh, wow. They have like so
Cavs
many.
Cavs playing the Magic. A very tall team.
Yeah.
Zach LaVine's over 21.5.
Give me an over on that.
I think he's going to he's gonna ball out tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's what he does.
I think he's going to have like 26, 27 a game. It might be complete worthless points, like Kimba's last year, like Mush was saying, but we'll see.
Yeah, you're
maybe never, Kimba's this year. Who knows?
We'll find out.
To prove my point of Ja Morant, his over-under is 13 points. You're going to draft a guy second to get 13 points? Get
Grizzlies Heat.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, he might just have justice, like, just in his pocket all night. I might even take the under. Very first game, yeah, point guard, that's...
Yeah, I'd be shocked if he was under 13. That'd be troublesome.
I mean...
No, I could just see it being like a... Yeah, he tried to get to the line.
All right, they realize they're much stronger. Yeah. Celtics, what guys you want Celtics?
What's Embiid?
Embiid? All right, well, Simmons. I want to go Simmons first. Do they have a 3-pointer one? Because that's...
Under.
They don't have
it. Yeah, what's it? 0.5. Yeah. Does he make one?
Under.
They have one for attempts?
No, they don't have anything. Oh, my goodness gracious. Tobias, no one gives a fuck. Mm-mm. All right, Embiid. 27.5 points.
Over.
You over.
Who's guarding him on the set? Like, I think y'all are big short. That's why I think that's the weakness. Over.
Yeah, that's his points, yeah, 27. Assist over 3.5.
Embiid.
I don't think he's going to be under. Passing much.
I think he's shooting.
He's passing a bum.
Three-pointers over 1.5.
For Embiid.
He'll hoist them.
He'll those. You were hoping for a soft rim tonight.
I could see he'll go like 4-6 tonight, and then he just keeps shooting 6 and going 1-6 like the rest of the month. So I like the over on that.
Yeah, and then, oh, God. Double-double is -615. So you have to bet $600 to win $100.
Yeah, it seemed like he's going to get it, so it's a terrible bet.
Yeah, plus 300 for the under, though. But yeah, rebounds over 12.5. That game is so – I think I have to stay away from the game.
Mush, the Celtics are going to win.
You know I'm going to bet it.
The Celtics.
Yeah, I was going to say, who are you kidding?
It's Celtics on TV.
Don't even take the points. Celtics money line.
I don't know, man. Smitty told me he thinks they're going to lose tonight. They win like 15 straight.
And Smitty,
I think they might just win tonight.
So bad at gambling.
Yeah.
And I want that's what, and he's usually
for you to be saying that. That's how I know it really holds some weight. Bad. Yeah.
And that's why I like almost the Philly. Like this, I think, to be honest, Philly tonight is where they win and they get all excited. Like, wow,
we agree. Finally got our fucking team. I think they come in hot and then they're like, oh boy, they're 6-8.
We got our team.
Yeah.
Yes. We beat the Celtics finally and then they stink.
Yeah.
And then they'll come back up. Just please God give us winners tonight. We're good people. I paid for some guy's train ticket.
Yeah?
He was going to have to get off the train. Give me winners.